next time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 140 Houston O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed, and I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yet so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near, and I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, My brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light. To at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I will have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Well, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, we're back again. Another precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'd like tonight, thanking the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, thanking the Most High for all Most High he calls to listen. Something I find somewhat amazing. That in all the years that man has dwelt upon this earth, how can it be that so few seem to understand what indeed is the law of the Most High? And most have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, what indeed is an offering unto the Most High. So much so that some people say that by the grace of the Most High, some have dared to say, that somehow by the grace of the Most High, they are favored not to be under his law. Under his law. Amazing concept, my brothers and sisters. Amazing concept. In fact, the very idea that there's so many institutions saying that they are spiritual religions, claiming to be servants unto the Most High, and have not realized just how devilish that thought is. It's an amazing thing. To me, it's an amazing thing. My brothers and sisters, I've seen the law of the Most High in genuine action. I've seen, not among my brothers and sisters, not so much so as I'd say among men, what the Most High expects of his people. You're hearing the voice of a man who has seen, directly has seen, my brothers and sisters, what scriptures call third heaven. What do I mean by third heaven? I'm talking about my brothers and sisters, where the Most High himself and all his angels dwell. What it's like to see perfect, my brothers and sisters. Yes, perfect harmony at a level, my brothers and sisters, that it definitely requires something much more than just, some people might say fleshly. Or let's just say even self-considerate, or self-righteous, or selfishly ambitious thought. I've seen what it's like to see the Most High blessed to an infinite level, those who are true to him. I talked about it the other night. And many of us must understand that there's a reason why the Most High has appointed who he has, that his kingdom be manifest. Because without question, I'm telling you now, the Most High has already chosen and foreordained one that he calls faithful, that knows that the Most High cannot be pleased. I hope you hear me when I say this, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High cannot be pleased lest ultimately a people is manifest in the earth that are in honoring the Most High, cooperative unto him, granted all that is necessary. I said granted all that is necessary, that they continually function as peace together, in peace together, cooperatively, the common sense of love, common sense of values, together as one with him. That is, my brothers and sisters, the law of the Most High. It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me. Some have said that they could have that kind of peace, that kind of order, that kind of relation, that kind of mutual love without a sense of or common sense of direction. Or dare men say the law of the Most High is every man walking according to what simply seems wise to his own flesh. Thinking that the law of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is a matter of every man seeking to appease himself and appease all others according to their differing ideals. As if to say a multitude of varying value systems give honor to the name of the one Most High. My brothers and sisters, the Most High, I'm going to tell you now, I know, for those who haven't seen it, Most High has had a kingdom wherein his people, together in a love for him, knowing how to cooperate and love the cooperation and the beauty of their mutual love for one another in the Most High, has had that kingdom and seen that kind of peace and that kind of order. But time ad memoriam, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's a matter of order and peace that's only possible when men are sensitive. Men, let's just say, it will be possible in this earth. But men and women are much more sensitive, my brothers and sisters, to divine desire than so many of us are so, let's just say, presently blinded by obstacles of their mere personal desire, flesh, personal ambitions. Because the truth of the matter, if we are wisest, we understand that the peace we say we want is not possible, my brothers and sisters, but in that the Most High himself is first pleased. Wow. I would dare to say, my brothers and sisters, the soul that cannot comprehend what I just said will have a whole lot of problems. Yes, my brothers and sisters, a whole lot of problems toward ever being found worthy to dwell among those, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will bless and confirm as his saints. Might sound like a hard word to put it that way, but my brothers and sisters, the truth is simply what it is. I said the truth in that regard is quite simply what it is. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, Most High, his very name, the very idea that he says that he is all and everything that he is. He is not the author of confusion. There's no confusion or contradiction in him. He is consistent from beginning to all eternity, my brothers and sisters. That is his name. It is order. It is a law. It is steadfastness. It is conformity, my brothers and sisters, and all that is necessary, that all things work together. My brothers and sisters, the law of the Most High is that his people must function true to that ultimate ideal. We live in a strange society, however, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you now that it's predisposed to mind not to really discern that. Sadly, like I said, we live in a strange society. It does not compel people to so quickly discern that righteous goal. Men live in this society, my brothers and sisters, door to door. Many times living in communities that block to block, there might be who knows how many churches. I've seen it. Oh, my brothers and sisters, yes, I've seen it. People with different beliefs right next to each other. Not concerned, my brothers and sisters, well, let's just say blinded in their minds, not to realize that if we don't seek, that we all understand divine will for the good of one another. Then, my brothers and sisters, what we are far from, very far from, is in fact the kingdom of Yah. There's a scripture in 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11. What does it say? In the name of the Most High, we must all speak the same thing. Same understanding, no divisions among us. Said it so many times. Echoing the scriptures, it says in the beginning was the word. There's a concept, an ideal, a purpose the Most High had in mind even before the world was made. Only, my brothers and sisters, consistency inside that design is the way of life. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you now, the Most High by no means desires to see discord. Any man of discord, my brothers and sisters, is not a work of his spirit. I'm not saying that if we see evil, that we ought to delight in it. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that we see transgression against divine law, that we are to delight in it in any way. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. What I am saying to you, my brothers and sisters, is that whenever we see misorder, we are who are to be called the children of the Most High, seeking him, desiring his will, desiring, as it's said so often, we are taught to pray, his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Whenever there's discord, whenever there are anomalies in our thinking, differences of opinion among us, we should know, my brothers and sisters, we should not be satisfied that anyone believes a misconception or any form of misorder that would set obstacles among us, not to be able to function rationally, reasonably, cooperatively, with understanding, my brothers and sisters, true to what is in fact, or bringing to remembrance, in fact, what is and always has been, from the very beginning, divine intent and purpose. We live in a strange society, competitive, strange society. Like I say, people live right next to each other. Many say that they are believers. Many say that they are spiritual. Many saying that they love. And it's sad, my brother and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. People may have not realized that the Most High is author of it. Meaning that if we don't seek what is his love, and yes, my brothers and sisters, it's filled with conditions. Don't let this polytheist world confuse you not to discern that. Pagan concept of love is nobody wants any rule, not even for the good of one another, and certainly not for the purpose of sustaining in the minds or restoring to mind what gives honor to Yah. My brothers and sisters, who is it that has tricked the mind to believe the Most High is lawless? Did you hear me? Who is the trick, has tricked men to believe that functioning after the Most High is functioning after any form of lawlessness or discord or difference of opinion and differences of ideal, differences of zeal, differing and varying value systems, political, social, and national differences of allegiance? Forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, and the world, and they that dwell therein. Who is it that has tricked people to believe that they are of the Most High? Because so often they're of institutions that, quite frankly, if they were to examine them closely enough, they would find them far short of what is divine purpose. I know what the Most High told me. Remember him saying to me, some of the biggest lies have been told to hide the greatest truths. Every lie man believes is a veil against discerning the greater truth. Most High desires peace in this world, my brothers and sisters. And one of the things the adversary hates most is seeing a people working together for holy name's sake to find, conform to, and be molded according to what is before the Most High is peace and justice. How is it, my brothers and sisters, when we see among us so many obstacles in the minds of one another, that rather than seeking the Most High to find out what is his will for us all, that so many of us are more concerned about self-exaltation, personal allegiances, pulpits and thrones, than finding what is true submission to the Most High himself? I have to ask a question, my brothers and sisters. Have people really been taught to honor and praise the Most High, or have they just simply been taught in so many ways to selfishly offend? The law of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is that we all must ultimately function unto the same love and desire for one another in the Most High, for the mutual good. The law of the Most High, the scripture says, we love him. How about love him, his ways, what he desires, the peace he even wants to see amongst us, the order that he wants to see amongst us according to, think about it. When you look at the universe, do you see as the Most High made it discord? What makes people think that it's by the grace of Yah, the favor of Yah, that people want to call themselves wise or even be applauded as wise in their ignorance? The way of peace, the scripture says, they know not. Well, when you can trick people into believing that they have peace with the Most High, trying to tear his words, his perceptions, far from initial meaning, breaking the law to pieces and expecting to have peace. My brothers and sisters, that's insanity. We should know far better than that. We should know better than to be so easily tricked by that. We should know better than to allow our flesh and personal zeal and desires coming on blinding him so much of a misleading influence that we open our souls, my brothers and sisters, that we open our souls, not only ours, but those who look to us, to be only, my brothers and sisters, vessels, to channel and allow in the earth continually the misleading ideas of another. Scripture talks about sin entering the world. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, sin entering the world was a matter of man allowing another value system, another sense of what they trust and desire to become part of the human soul. When the Most High made man, my brothers and sisters, when he made man, it would say he made of the dust of the earth, made man and breathed the breath of life into him. Oh, breath of life. Do you think that's just something that activated a physical body that it might have the ability to just move? Say he breathed the breath of life into man. Many of my brothers and sisters, that first when man was first created to be a habitable Holy Spirit, what the Most High breathed into him was the knowledge, my brothers and sisters, even of what is divine will. The spirit, my brothers and sisters, would manifest cohesive manner of thought in harmony with the Most High, vibrating true to divine will, communion in his purpose, knowing only divine purpose and seeing only what the Most High himself has declared as rational and reasonable. Only orientation man had was under consistency with the Most High. Wow. And some people actually look at that scripture and say, breathe the breath of life, and it means he just stood up and walked. No, my brothers, this is something far more than that. The allowance of sin into the world was the allowance of another sense of zeal, another sense of authority, another sense of allegiance, another sense of perspective, another sense of goals, another value system entering into the earth, believing that it was possible for man to attain to life and peace, even the perpetuity of life and peace, after another parameter of thought with which the Most High, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, didn't have anything to do with. Sin, divisions, alternate perspectives, reprobate, undisciplined mind, not true to the spirit of the Most High. Sad, sickening, evil, damning, deadly thing. In the beginning, from the beginning, eternal, everlasting, my brothers and sisters, is the constancy of divine mind. That's what the Most High is. Like I said, no contradictions in him. Best way I could tell you is what man doesn't seem to realize is that, quite frankly, what we see as a matter state didn't even have to come to exist. Which one do people think was first? Matter or spirit? Spirit or matter? Words or thoughts, my brothers and sisters? Which was first? Look at the universe around you. And look at it, my brothers and sisters, and ask to see it. And the beauty of what the Most High himself made before man started abusing things and taking them outside of context. And you see a beautiful sense of order. Magnificent and glorious sense of order. The people dare to believe, my brothers and sisters, anything taken outside that context is still honorable. I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, and I'm totally serious about this. Most I put it right before my eyes to see it. This matter state didn't have to exist. Did you hear me? And even in understanding that, my brothers and sisters, we began to understand purpose. As I said, this matter state didn't have to exist. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters, something I know from the things I've experienced directly. I talked to you about the idea about experience in the third heaven. Well, I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, that two beings at the highest vibration are just as solid to one another as this we see on a matter state seems to be to us. Two beings at the highest vibration, my brothers and sisters. Like I said, at that vibration, a very definitely sovereign being, but the Most High desires that they all be interconnected after his mind. How can I explain this? Ancient Jewish mystics always related the idea that matter, in fact, I need to explain this to you. There are even words in the Hebrew for matter. It simply relates that it is not spirit. There's a lot of what I call not words in the Hebrew. If it says not this, then it must be that. Well, how can I explain this to you? When you talk about this matter realm, there's no question about it, brothers and sisters, a fall from a higher vibration. It's kind of like talking about steam to water to ice. Man needs to ask the question, since all things in the beginning were at the higher vibration, what is it that wrought this matter state at all? I've talked about some of that before on this show. Something the Most High showed me at the beginning when matter came to be. It was not always, my brothers and sisters. It was not always. We can get into the controversy that occurred on high, but I can just tell you, my brothers and sisters, there was a long time that the Most High says, let it be, and there was nothing to say no. Nothing to, in its pride, be irrational and resist. Somebody didn't want to be reprimanded, my brothers and sisters. That's what I can just tell you for right now. Go back through the archives. Somebody asked, maybe I'll go back and look through and I'll tell you where you can go, because I took quite a bit of time explaining that. In fact, as much as half an hour or so explaining that before. I have a lot more to talk about tonight. Somebody chose not to conform to order out of the pride, an eruption of pride in his heart. Refused to take the reprimands that were due to his error and being presumptuous. Chose to rebel. Antithetical vibrations, my brothers and sisters, brought this fall into a matter state that we see today. Fallout, best way I can describe it to you. Most I decided, looking at this substance we call matter, the discord that was in it, looked upon it and said, you know, somebody said it one time this way, if there ain't no beauty, let them, you got to make some beauty. Have mercy, listen to me, y'all. Well, some of the first words in the Bible relate this matter state, words like vahu tohu. Heaven help us, relate something without form and void, Doesn't that sound like something Most High made? How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are ready to understand what the Most High was doing, was recreating beauty in a matter state as an echo of the order at the highest spiritual plane? To set order, my brothers and sisters, in a material universe, made man, all he knew to even emanate from his mind, the thoughts of his creator, as the Most High had, if you want to put it that way, programmed into his thinking. It might be a rational thinking connected with divine mind being to commune with his creator, created to be a habitation of that spirit, that mindset, that sense of order, that sense of reason. Manu, my brothers and sisters, one of the ancient words for man. It means God mind. One that functions after the mind of Yah. The scripture says, remember these things, brings all of these things to mind, O ye sinners, and show yourselves men. Rational thinking beings. So that you can reason together. Let me tell you something. The offering of the Most High is not just one somebody, or even a few for that matter, functioning rationally together. The Most High has always desired to see many beings showing that they can reason together according to what is divine order. I got news for you. A people or anyone, my brother and sister, that shows that he cannot find peace and agreement, cooperation and love in the order the Most High has already conceived as his purpose for this world. Wherever my brothers and sisters cannot conform or be oriented in such a way, they can conform in the midst of such unto the peace, the perfect order the Most High would have mankind to respect, to revere, to walk in. Whoever cannot see that kind of order and not, ooh, heaven help us, who can see that kind of order, whoever can see such thing, that kind of order and not be filled with an ecstasy that's beyond description, to have a love for it and just want to be a part of it, well, my brothers and sisters, they're not worthy of it. I know when I first saw it, I didn't even realize it was being offered to me. I just simply said that whoever is worthy of this, whoever has a part in this, no one deserves to be part of it, who would seek to destabilize even the least iota of the beauty of what it was and is. And I even went as far as to say that it doesn't make any difference what happens to me. Whoever is worthy of that, I just simply said, Father, let me help. And last thought was myself. I already knew that I had a lot of growing to do to be worthy of something that beautiful. I remember telling the Most High directly, Father, it doesn't make any difference what happens to me. If anything that beautiful, you desire something like that, that beautiful for people, who am I to stand in the way? Doesn't make any difference what happens to me. After seeing that, something that Most High could delight in so much, and those who are part of it could delight in so much, that much joy, that much mutual love. I just said it didn't make a difference what happened to me. I just said, Father, let me help. Wasn't even thinking about myself. Say, whoever is worthy, just let me help. I'll tell you what he told me. He said to me, if you can say what you just said and mean it like you said it, he said, my son is going to be all right. I never forget that. Let me tell you something. Anybody who will put himself ahead of that peace the Most High desires to see is not worthy. How many of us understand, my brothers, that we make an oath unto his name, we make an oath unto that peace? Many of my brothers and sisters, rather than us so being so quick to want to argue with each other about who's right or wrong, when guess what? None of us is right till the Most High shapes us fully into what we must be. And that vision is his first and foremost. And we have no possibility of attaining to it unless he be the guide. If we aren't first concerned, rather than wanting to argue first, as if we are somehow so wise, if we're not first concerned about asking the Most High what we need to learn, even if it demands a degree of self-sacrifice, if we're not willing to seek the Most High for what is necessary that we be a light to this world, then my brother and sister, we're not worthy. I know that sounds strange because you're dealing with institutions of man every day. Everybody's talking about their salvation. Heaven help us. What are you trying to preserve? What are you trying to find? What are you trying to be filled with that it might be worthy of preservation? Your will or his will? Do we think we automatically know what that is? We automatically discern it to every nth iota and implication. My brothers and sisters, it's something the Most High himself has to teach. One scripture said, if we desire spiritual gifts, let us first desire to edify. Desire for the good of one another. But my brothers and sisters, we live in a crazy society filled with competition, as if the Most High wants to see us competing with one another, blaming one another first before we seek what is for the good of one another. You know, I think about it sometimes. You know, the Most High said he would defend his people against all their enemies. My brothers and sisters, how can the Most High defend you against your enemies when your first desire oftentimes is to make enemies amongst you, to exalt yourselves? We are nothing, my brothers and sisters, till the Most High makes us what he is pleased with, because he didn't say he's going to preserve anything else. How can man become so arrogant? So arrogant, my brothers and sisters, to so easily forget this. That's what the adversary has done to a weakened mindset, my brothers and sisters. A weakened mindset. Or people want to exalt themselves before the Most High, forgetting that no one, my brothers and sisters, is made acceptable before the Most High, unless the Most High be the teacher. What man should be prepared to do is learn to submit himself, respecting, loving, and trusting the Most High as wise. That's the law of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, when Scripture said we must love him and seek him with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might. Like I said, the Most High's intent in this matter state, we made a being, my brothers and sisters, that could, the Most High knows the potential he created in man. Like I said, do you think the adversary wanted that reflection of divine will anywhere in the universe? Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. The Most High knows, and those who are wise amongst us must know that the adversary delights whenever it is. He can intrude another pattern of thought into the minds of men to level them as unworthy to be taught. I want you to hear what I just said. I said unworthy to be taught. You make an oath unto the Most High, you make an oath unto him that he has, my brothers and sisters, if you want to put it that way, possesses your being to conform it to his will. He says, though we might be scattered among the provocations of the nations, temptations of the nations, the enticements and illusions of the nations. I'm talking about the book of Jacob, they call it. James, you see, we must remember that our patience and perseverance in the Most High still must bring forth a perfect work unto him. My brothers and sisters, that's not something tainted by after the will of man. It's not something tainted after the designs and desires of the flesh. It's not something tainted after the varying value system of those who want control in the earth rather than, my brothers and sisters, conformity in this earth unto the beauty that the Most High always intended in it. forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof. Desires become wise enough not to lift up their souls unto any man's vanity or what before the Most High is insufficient to please him. Scripture says, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, Messiah will come for the express purpose, but he's not going to turn back until that sense of justice is, I should say, embraces fully the minds of men in the earth. Most High calls him one faithful and true, and that he would not compromise the will of the Most High to appease anyone else but the Most High. He will speak all that is necessary for man to learn discipline again, a rod, a vine, the scripture calls it, strong discipline, unflinching discipline. Fully and completely, all that is the word of the Most High to decide who it is, my brothers and sisters, to discern who it is that will seek the Most High according to all his will and who will prefer not, preferring unrighteousness, preferring a pretense. Even my brothers and sisters, you want to say it, creating a false concept of who the Most High is. Most High, my brothers and sisters, has promised a faithful one who won't turn back until all that is divine will is complete. Who, in the scriptures talk about before, when the adversary took him to the top of a pinnacle of a mountain, he would not bow, my brothers and sisters, to the adversary. Even if a whole world were offered to him, he knew he was intended as heir and king. But he also knew, my brothers and sisters, that if he were to bow even to the least aspect of what the adversary were offering, that an offering to the Most High could not be wrought. And he understood well his purpose. Having seen the beauty of the kingdom of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, he knew nothing else to him would be home. And the scriptures do prophesy that the day will come when Messiah will dwell on earth with his people forever. If he is to dwell among men. And I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. There is a difference between dwelling physically and dwelling spiritually, where your soul is. Well, I'd say I won't even use that word soul, because soul relates something else. It really actually relates something physical. Well, the spirit of man really is. Function after Ruach HaKodesh. A man functioning after the higher mind in union with his creator. I know doggone good and well that the time the Most High took me out of my body, that's the best way I can describe it. I've been outside of enough time to know we can live outside of this physical thing. I could tell you something real quickly. It's amazing thing the first time he takes you out, if he doesn't take you out quickly and take you quickly to where he is, because moving slowly and going to such heights is a very strange feeling thing. That's something else I could talk about, but I'm not going to go into this. I could go into something really, really wild. I remember that first experience was like, I'm kind of glad of the idea that, you know, that moving from place to place is rather rapid. Because having to slowly see yourself move away from this earth again at such height and there's nothing under you is a strange feeling the first time. I must admit, I have to admit that in my foolishness, one time I remember he was doing it and I went, hey, I couldn't exactly, my mind couldn't exactly handle it. I said, I wanted to run back to my body, get me back on terra firma. To this day, I wonder what all he would have shown me if I'd have been willing to go. I'm not saying that he hasn't shown me since, but I'm just telling you. But I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, that man was created for a purpose far greater than what he quickly imagines after worldly example. Messiah had already seen, listen to what I'm telling you, the adversary might have offered him something, but he'd already seen something far greater than what this world is intended to be and what was created for, what he was co-created with the Most High, that this world might one day surely in all things become permanently soul's desire. I remember the first time I read the scripture that talked about the idea the day would come when the Son would give the kingdom over to the Father, that the Father might be all in all. I remember the first time I read that, and it just vibrated with my soul to a level that I can't even try to describe. I couldn't even speak without a groan for at least almost half an hour or more. Convulsions in my spirit that agreed with it that much. We went in the midst of a Bible study. I had to walk away. Walked in the back of the house. To the knots in my gut. Could finally again relax. Because it was like I'd found purpose. First command. Love the Most High with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. How many understand that? How many understand that what the Most High desires as an offering can only be brought to bear in the fullness of discerning his desire? And believe me, my brothers and sisters, when I tell you this, for all that's written in the scriptures, think about it. People interpret them many different ways. And the scriptures, when it talks about sin, many times it's talking about man's misadministration of that word, because know what it said and not know why it said is to miss the point. Not understand what is prioritized first and foremost, to put all these words into perspective after their initial thought. That's sin. A lot of people say they keep Sabbaths and feasts, new moons, the days the Most High has appointed. But if they teach, my brothers and sisters, a word awry from his thoughts, awry from the initial ideals the Most High intended, my brothers and sisters, that's not the law of the Most High. That's devilish. That's a misrepresentation. We're supposed to be wise enough to know that if we see discord amongst us, it's not the law of the Most High, nor the spirit of the Most High that maintain these idiotic barriers, immature barriers in our thinking. Isaiah 1:18, come let us reason together, show that we can for the greater good. Yeah, my brothers and sisters, I mean, beyond every obstacle of this world that we see. Seek what is divine will, even if we are not yet conformant to it. Seek it anyway. Find it grossly awry in your thinking if you don't. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. The coming of Messiah, that men might discern how far away they have fallen, that they might at last be fully approved before the Most High, was the expectation of all the ancient saints. They teach things entirely different in the churches. They tell folks that when Messiah appears and when comes judgment, he's going to be so quick to say, everybody's just, you know, we can recall a good and faithful servant. My brothers and sisters, the scripture says when Messiah appears, he's got to reprove everyone. That all be refined after the will of one. None righteous, no, not one. But see, most don't understand that because they think Messiah is going to appear first from the sky. Rapture doctrine, this insanity created under, you know, auspices and the employ of the Roman Catholic Church, created at the mouth of one, or the mind of one devilish, my brothers, they call Francisco de Rivera. Hal Lindsay kind of brought back some of those doctrines that were, by and large, not commonplace among the churches, again, until... What was the early 60s of Hal Lindsay came up with that book called Late Great Planet Earth? My brothers and sisters, a doctrine that totally completely ignores the idea that all must be conforming unto the will of one. It ignores the idea that a falling away occurred long ago, leaving people with the illusion that churches are really saving men's soul before the time. As if to say that men have been really true to the Most High because they're in such a somebody's institution. The scripture says, let us not consider ourselves so wise until Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man know how to praise and honor Yah. Apostle Shaul even said, hey, concerning all things, he said, I might not be right in this. See, my judge is still the Most High. My brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Most High will be wise and just in all he says and does. And I know it's going to sound like another thing that might be difficult for people to deal with. But if the soul that's found worthy will be willing to say this, and the Most High definitely know how to put you in a position to find out if you have the heart to do it. I give you an example. Have a dream of a demon from hell taking you away. And you're still willing to say that Most High finds you unworthy and that is to be your fate. You're still willing to say the Most High is just and righteous and all that he says and does. For the sanctity of his kingdom, if I'm found unworthy, that there might be sustained the peace that he desires, let it be. Because the Most High deserves to look upon peace after the manner in which he intended to create it. We make an oath unto his name, my brothers and sisters. We make an oath unto his desire. And we ask him to conform our minds. That there might be that beauty. Let me tell you something. There are many before us, my brothers and sisters, who have already attained that. Souls confirmed, steadfast and true unto that desire. Most High has a reward for them. And he even promised them, my brother, and says, I got news for you. I know I've been around them. I know I can sound like a strange thing to say that, but they want their babies back. They want them back. The minds not to so quickly consider these things. I could talk about what's in the Book of Enoch. I got news for you, my brothers and sisters. I had a chance to see it. It talks about the petitions of the saints, even those, my brothers and sisters, long ago, I can say physically perished, coming before the Most High. Petitioning, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will have mercy, what they wanted to call mercy upon this insanity we see on the earth, this earth no longer. And they all rejoice because the Most High was about to give attention to what's necessary to bring back those who can vibrate the kind of conscience that could be called worthy unto him. He's about to give attention that those who desire that manner of righteousness might no longer have an obstacle against them, would turn from this worldly insanity of differences. It's just so irrational. That would turn toward his righteousness if they just had the chance, knowing that it's not possible while these insane men that currently rule this world, more concerned, like I said, about their pulpits and thrones and reconciliation of a people in peace, while they are yet in rulership. They know that the Most High must bring forth an heir. Scripture calls him the heir of his mountains, who recognized that his responsibility, my brothers and sisters, to the Most High is also responsibility to the people of the Most High, that those who would be true to the will of Yah are in everything rewarded as they, as genuine servants under the Most High, deserve to be. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High is talking about when he talks about a people worthy unto his name, worthy to be called glorious unto his name, according to all that he deems and sees as beautiful. Let me tell you something. If I were a painter and I did less than a beautiful work, I might not be so inclined to want to sign my name to it if it was not up to my skill or talent. When Most High signs his name onto something, my brother says, he's talking about a very beautiful thing. Lest it dishonor him. He's looking for a people who are willing to be molded, my brothers and sisters, after his intelligence. Who can see it glorious to be even embraced or led by so awesome and infinite a mind that can love that much. Because my brothers and sisters, they understand something a sensitive mind would. Only a being that loves that much, my brothers and sisters, can hurt that much. And man being so many times so very insensitive. I call it a blessing, my brothers and sisters, if the Most High lets you feel the pain that he's endured over the course of ages, seeing man functioning outside of the beauty that he wants to give him. It's actually a blessing if you let you feel that pain. I felt it. It's like a cold, nasty, arthritic hurt right through your right through your chest. It just blows through you and it's ache. My brother and sister, Most High gets a hold of you right, you never want to hurt his heart. We have to learn how to love again, my people. You got to learn how to have gratitude for somebody who can love that much. But he knew, my brothers and sisters, what he wanted to bring to bear. It's a kind thing of him when he increases our faith to let us know it. We have to desire, my brothers and sisters, for the gifts the Most High gives to allow us to sense his spirit, his being. Desire that those experiences be shared. Or do we really desire, my brothers and sisters, that we understand and not others? I can't even talk about how many times I could talk about the experience I've had with the Most High. A lot of folks sit back and act like, you know, the first thing, they're jealous. My brothers and sisters, it's those experiences that drive me now. I got to thank the Most High for every single one of them, both for the ecstasy of them all and the sorrows. My people. Ask the Most High. We got to learn how to ask Him together, my brothers and sisters, that we learn how to vibrate together. That's what the Most High intended. Big old earth, even though it's just a speck in the universe, we become truly wise when we begin to understand. Best way I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's something that some people say that they've learned. You know, somebody said that energy is neither created nor destroyed. If our minds, my brothers and sisters, our mental energy field, if you will, that's supposed to be tuned to our Creator, and realize it's kind of like the Most High wants our minds tuned to Him. What happens to a signal on a radio if it's tuned off the station? Do you still have a totally cordant sound? Most High wants for man, my brothers and sisters, the same vibration of thought that he gave to man. And he wants us, my brothers and sisters, tuned that way to continually send back to him that kind of output. Like I say, when man was first made, that's all he knew, and all the zeal in his heart was driven to give back to the Most High at that vibrational level. Most High wants, my brothers and sisters, a people who won't be distracted, won't be destabilized, won't be made double-minded, or turned aside from moving toward that vision once they see it. I'm going to tell you, my brothers and sisters, till finally, for all the material in the universe that came as a result of a falling to a lesser vibration will finally be as if nothing was ever lost. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, already understand that? Scripture says he wants worshipers to worship him in spirit and truth. What do you think, my brothers and sisters, man is supposed to emanate from his mind in harmony with his Creator? I've experienced, my brothers and sisters, what it's like to dwell in the midst of what I call kind of like a spiritual neural network. Every single being like a neuron in the brain, every single one of them able to take an impulse from the Most High, an idea from the Most High, all vibrating with it together, transmitting it amongst one another, my brothers and sisters, and the purity in which it was gained, and it's just building upon itself. You ask an angel a question, and another angel wants to also make sure that you understand it well. Next thing you know, there's crowds of angels. And somehow your mind is allowed to hear and understand each one of them, even though they're speaking all together, and it all vibrates. It's all just implications on ideas, billions of implications upon billions, my brothers and sisters, matter of seconds. All interconnected. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the Most High, his angels, have already seen a great light, and they want that light sustained where they are. I'm not saying that's where man will reside, but I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters, that's where the Most High wants to see emanated from this earth. Nobody has to tell me that. Nobody has to work to make me believe that. I've seen it already. A lot of times, my brothers and sisters, the reason why we don't seek things to the dimension we should, because we don't know what is supposed to be the goal of it all. When we are taught, my brothers and sisters, when we are taught what we have to be in order to appease, manifest, joy in, even, as a conformity, out of a genuine love for one another, delighting in what the Most High wants to see. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. You know, I heard some people say, you know, talk about, I know what good is. Wow. What the Most High calls good, my brothers and sisters, is better than anything you can imagine. I could talk about, my brothers and sisters, like one time the Most High took me to a place, and it was, I'm just going to tell you what it was. I'm going to tell you part of it. You everything. You might not be ready to deal with it. One day I prayed that souls and minds will. Asking the Most High, am I, well, you can ask me if I tell you, telling you the truth, but my brother and sister, he knows that it is. He took me to a time, my brothers and sisters, after, if you will, the beasts, the dragon, if you will, this beastly system and the foundations of it were slain. Everybody realizing the insanity and the falsehood that's in it. That no one in their right mind would walk after it and be ashamed to even think their mind even began to vibrate again at so less a level. And he told me to imagine beauty the best of my imagination could do. And I got news for you. As quick as thought, I saw nothing but beauty crop up. I saw nature flourishing in a way that I can't even try to describe. Nature, trees, plants, flowers, birds, animals, people with a very beautiful spirit. Architecture, my brothers and sisters, that was in ways I can't describe, in harmony with nature, that if a man were within them, would not feel detached from the rest of the universe. Very efficient, my brothers and sisters, architecture. I would even go as far as to say, my brothers and sisters, energy forms that were consistent with nature rather than antithetical. I saw all these things sort of as quick as I could think them. It was like the Most High was putting together what was necessary for that to come to pass. And everything that I thought came up quickly, more beautiful in a way that my mind could even conceive it. And it was like, I'm going to tell you how it was. It's kind of like, it's like, okay, it's like putting his hand on my shoulder, saying, okay, that's the best you can see. Okay. Say, step aside, let Daddy show you how to do it. And at a rate that I couldn't even try to describe, for all the magnificence I could imagine, so much more, so much more. Eyes have not seen, ears not heard the glory of that which Yah is planned for those who love Him. Trust me, my brothers and sisters. The day is going to come when men see what the Most High has always desired to give man. Even my brothers and sisters giving themselves a chance to consider what man might have been now, if only he had not rebelled. But there's a lot man had to learn. The man's going to feel quite stupid, but also, my brothers and sisters, grateful that the Most High persevered with us, like he said he would. The man's going to feel so foolish that he ever resisted at all, that somehow he allowed something to get into his mind that he did not believe, not realizing that much of the manifestation, the beauty of the Most High is intended was because of man's unbelief. I've been looking, my brothers and sisters, if you look over the world the way it is today, I can just tell you, my brothers and sisters, I'm just going to tell you now, Isaiah, 17th and 19th chapter? A lot of scripture in Jeremiah 49, scripture in Zechariah 10. A lot of prophecies speak of these days. Most High speaks of a time when all eyes will be turned toward the Most High. I see a lot of pain in the world, my brothers and sisters. I see a lot of oppression. It's not what the Most High desired to look upon. In fact, some scriptures say he would turn his face. And I tell you why, my brothers and sisters, because rather than look upon it and be hurt, seeing beings that he loves so much functioning so awry, because by and large, they did not believe him if he told them the truth. Well, he's appointed a time, my brothers and sisters, that he's going to put man in a position that he's going to want to seek the Most High for the beauty that he would bestow. Trust the Most High is the only hope. You know, I look at a lot of the pain that's going on in the world. A lot of prophecy, if you look at the 17th and 19th chapter of Isaiah, and Jeremiah 49, other prophecies in Zechariah in the 9th chapter, I wish I had time to explain what I'm talking about. They talk about the turmoil we see in what people call presently the Middle East. Well, it's just a miniature example of what's happening globally. A lot of suffering is going on. But I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. I mean, think about praying that this turmoil should come to an end. Well, I'm going to tell you something about what man has done, my brothers and sisters. I want you to think about it. Most High showed me that it is insanity that we see the differences among us and are not concerned that the Most High is being lied on after we've made such vows unto Him, so we say. Like I said, we see all these differences. You know, the Most High is being lied upon. And if we all are complicit with it, well, guess what? We are complicit unto our own demise. We should be careful not to be so easily tempted after selfish ambitions or blind self-sightedness that we prevent ourselves from seeing what truly is divine desire and plan. Like I said, look at Isaiah. We talked about this before in Isaiah 24. It says, most of man has broken the everlasting covenant. We've got news for you. Everlasting covenant is the Most High desire that we all reason together after His spirit, that we have peace. Scripture talks about a place, a city called the City of Confusion. My brothers and sisters, I want you to think about it. That area they call the Middle East right now is a hotbed of differing beliefs. We should be wise enough when we see these contentions to realize there can be no peace if we seek to live side by side in these differences. But that's the nature of polytheist Western thinking. It's the very nature of what they call the the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness, supposedly in this country. Western thinking. Like I said, their concept of deity was a bunch of gods who fought each other constantly. Wasn't any concept of reconciliation under peace under the will of one. It wasn't their thinking. You ever stop to consider what it does to the thoughts and the mind of a people if the very concept they have of deity is discordant, without a law, without order, without refinement, and calling it glorious that there's continual warfare, because that's the only example they have in their concept of deity. You ever stop to consider how insane, after what kind of insane pattern the mind is shaped, that's all it knows. Well, like I say, I look at the turmoil that's in the world now. Scriptures do talk about that territory now, if you will, Damascus, Syria, Hamath, Palestine, they call it, Hamath. Canaan land, the area that Israel is now, Egypt. Let me tell you something, a lot of things going on in that territory. A lot of things going, coming out, a lot of things not being so quickly, it's always said. But a lot of turmoil, my brothers and sisters, I said a lot of turmoil in a condensed, relatively small area. A lot of nations with a lot of varying, differing interests in a very small area. Most of all the people there, if you want to call it, in terms of his ancient lands, brothers fighting against one another. Everybody wanting primacy. Like I said, forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof is the biggest error. Well, my brothers and sisters, scripture talks about a city that has in it all these multitude of differing ideals the world over, and people apparently not realizing that they're completely irreverent if they don't realize that there must be a need, or at least there must be some anticipation for something to bring forth absolution again in the earth. Most High told me, I'm going to say it again, he told me straight out early, one of the first things he told me, if I could look at all these contradictions, differences among men, differences of opinion, different administrations, and believe that that's the work of his spirit, he said, I could not be a disciple unto him. There's no way he could teach me. First step is to realize that the differences we see here are not an example of what the Most High intended. Never was. It's all the result of a fall. It's all the result of persecution against the truth on the part of those who will exalt first themselves. Never intended to revere the Most High at all. In fact, think that they're revering the Most High because they walk after what seems most right to their own mind and thoughts, and haven't asked the Most High what is ultimately what he will or won't accept. There's a lot of folks compromise the word of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, for the sake of having a gathering unto themselves. My brothers and sisters, a lot of folks have sought to be confirmed by institution. Most High hasn't confirmed. He's not going to forever allow men to misrepresent him who either he didn't call or won't be true to his call. Because he calls me and my brothers and sisters not to constant to the conscience of these various institutions, political, social, national, and I dare say pseudo corruptly irreligious. Not true to his spirit. Not true to what he envisioned. My brothers and sisters, he's going to take his name back. And no one should anymore exploit or abuse it. He's not going to confirm, my brothers and sisters, anyone but those who confirm all his will. Men have sought to be confirmed by flattering institutions that I know a lot of folks call themselves Hebrew Israelite, and somebody told you, oh, you're Israel. Oh, boy. My brothers and sisters, I one time asked the Most High, what is his definition of an Israelite? You must understand what's written in Zephaniah 3:13. Says the people that speak no lies do no iniquity, no deceitful tongue in their mouth. Said that's the people that he will preserve without harm. No ill influence within or without. I asked him what it was his definition of an Israelite. And he told me that's a conscience that he will have to restore on the earth. But my brothers and sisters, most of us are far too prideful to accept that answer. He says the Messiah will come and say, the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek. Those who are humble enough to let the Most High shape, mold their conscience to a place which he is pleased. Not looking for the fatal flattery of those who, after what's merely seems wise in their own minds, would seek to encapsulate and ensnare and hold captive the mind not to see the greater vision. I know for a lot of folks look for a false sense of security. What they're really asking is to have their mind shut down rather than wakened up. Like I said, Most High knows what good is. And you have to understand, my brothers and sisters, that that is something, and it is, beyond anything ordinary worldly conscience or fleshly conscience can understand or conceive. I said ordinary conscience. There's some things he reveals by his Spirit, believe me. Things you never would have considered, even begun to imagine, if he hadn't pulled your coattail. Yes, indeed. Well, my brother says, don't let the vision of another man stand against your seeing all the Most High desires for people that he would call glorious and true unto his honor. I said it before, I will say it again. Like I said, you have to look in the original languages closely to see what I'm talking about. You know, there are inferences in scripture that relate that Messiah himself and his people will continue to grow in the knowledge of the Most High forever. Sound like a wild thing to imagine. Most High is looking for good disciples, my brothers and sisters, who won't allow their personal vision to be an obstacle. Don't let their personal perspective, what they're satisfied, they are satisfied with, be an obstacle to anyone. Wise enough to know, my brothers and sisters, you don't seek to limit the Most High by calling upon his name, seeking not to be taught his greater awareness, imaginings, ideals. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Does man even remotely understand the day? Like I said, I can tell you, Most High one time told me, I asked him, how much should we learn? He told me at the end of anything that I could see, there was only another beginning. He said, till I could look up in the sky and say, star B, and one star's glowing, you keep glowing. You got something else you can learn from me. It's an awesome thing, my brothers and sisters. The Most High lets gives you even for a moment a chance to taste infinity. But I tell you, it would change your mind forever. Or how dare men believe they could dwell with the Most High, the greatest mind in the universe, and not be changed? I'm not trying to intimidate anybody, my brothers and sisters, but I know what the Most High can do. But you got to be willing, my brothers. I know it's going to sound funny to put it this way, but Messiah said it the same. A seed has to die before it can manifest the fruit that it's intended. One scripture says, for his sake, we die every day. Well, my brothers and sisters, I'm just going to tell you something that I remember very early on beginning to see some things. Prayer that I made. Now, I want you to listen to me closely when I say it. You got to be willing to say sometimes, Father, whatever is in me that is not thee. If anything is an obstacle against my becoming fully what you would make of me. Whatever is in me that is not thee. Like I say, I don't know what I don't know. Don't know what I need to know. Don't know what something been stuck in my mind that acts as an obstacle. But I know the Most High can wash it all away. And get rid of all those obstacles because he knows what he wants to make of man. It's the reason why we cry out, Abba, Bone, our Father, we know that he wants to make us this glorious thing. We got to be willing to allow him to do it. Father, I don't know what I don't know. Don't know what I need to know. Don't know what what's in my mind that acts as an obstacle against discerning. But Father, you know. I know if you don't tell me, I raise my conscience to understand, then I won't know. Father, whatever is in me that is not thee, kill it. I don't need it. the one with you I might be. I know when I well, most I told me he wanted me to tell something and came as anointing. Sensing the greater mind, I've been offering a child opportunity to glimpse. Oh, I could tell you about that experience, but suffice it to say for now, my first impression, sensing the greater mind, that spirit was, let's just say, taken over. I said, hey, they need you much more than they need me. It didn't make me any difference whether I would remember who I was ever again. They need you more than they need me. Spirit of, yeah, do what you do. But how many of us, my brothers and sisters, are willing unto that? My brothers and sisters, do you think in the holy name that we talk about independent individual personalities? If I were allowed, I would quote to you what indeed really is the Father's name. Believe me, it's nothing that anybody thinks that it is. Most High talks about it, something he reveals. Well, somebody said it one time this way. They said Kennedy didn't tell Khrushchev. Well, there's some things the Most High allows to those he finds most worthy, most faithful, that he knows he can trust. My brother and sister, I can only tell you, it might sound shocking to a lot of you, but Most High has hid his name from most people. How would you like to be called out of your name after the perceptions of another? Yeah, well, I know I've said a little bit and might tick a few people off right now, because like I said, their pride won't let them deal with it. But I can talk to you about the scriptures that relate that too. But till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, looking at the world and understanding what the Most High desires of peace is far greater. Keep listening, my brothers and sisters. Cathart a little bit. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, it's been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, under his might and his honor and his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening. Thank the Most High every year that he brings me out. I can only say, think about this, my brothers and sisters. We see much turmoil in the world today. But man, in times when there was peace in these differences, I said, man, in a time when there was peace in these differences, or seeming peace. I'm just letting it be known that I'm saying some things that might be seen in the archives for those who are still in the chat. Man, in times when there seemed to be peace in the multitude of his differences, has allowed himself to be deceived, not realizing that that's not peace with the Most High. I'm not saying you want to argue, but you should be seeking what is his will for the good of all. A man and living side by side in all his differences can never be the truth, an emanation of truth to the Most High. But when man has seemed to have that seeming peace, man has just run to his various allegiances, and sought all the more to be prideful in them when he saw what he thought was prosperity. Well, my brothers and sisters, if the turmoil that we see in this world was so quickly, alleviated, what would man go back and build if he doesn't even know? What would man go back and build if he doesn't know how to build something better? Well, the scriptures talk about this turmoil in the latter days. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? The scripture talks about this turmoil in the latter days, that all eyes will be turned toward the Most High. That men realize that there'll be no cessation of this turmoil till man hearkens to the Most High to bring about finally, last, my brothers and sisters, an end of the turmoil. an end of the wrath and a beginning of healing. Just think about it, my brothers and sisters. Jeremiah 49th chapter, 51st to 51st chapter, read closely. Isaiah 17th to 19th chapter, read very closely. Zechariah 9th chapter, read to the 10th chapter, around 10:17, read closely. Until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, again, this has been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, knowing that the Most High desires peace. Don't let what you see in the world deceive you. It's man that's run away from peace, the peace that Yah would have given if man would learn to respect that Yah indeed has a law.
Well, this is an addition to the show that was broadcast on last evening. And, you know, it's something that comes to mind that I think is very much so important. It's time to consider this, my people. You are soon to see and stand in the immediate presence of the Master, the Judge, the Creator of heaven and earth, the King of peace, one who set all things in order and desire that they stay in order, one who's going to hold man accountable for the remembrance, rational remembrance of all that is necessary. All things be set in order as they were before man began to abuse and exploit his fallen conscience, taking men's sense of ideals and priorities away from divine intent. Let me tell you something. Only the soul proving power to reason wisely unto peace in his kingdom with his hosts, his people, his saints. My brothers and sisters, only that soul is going to be found worthy unto his kingdom, worthy unto his name. He said it well, my brothers and sisters. Psalms 95, Hebrews 3, a people that will not know his ways, what is peace unto his kingdom, will not enter into his rest. Do you really think, my brothers and sisters, that discerning that in its fullness is just simply a matter of reading print on a page? It takes, my brothers and sisters, some direct, immediate relationship. Ask the Most High, as I said before, to tell you not only what it said, but why. That you discern, my brothers and sisters, his intents, his heart, sense what pleases him. And yet, folk are running around here daring to say that in their political, national, and pseudo-religious differences, that are what is utmost important to them at this time is a multitude of petty, divisive grudges. When the truth of the matter, did we not read it? Most High is going to look at mankind and say, he's looked upon men. He's seen none righteous, none that does good, no, not one. So all people know how to prioritize. Is there man-made associations, affiliations, ideals, constructs, like I say, political, social, national, pseudo-religious? Is any of them true to the Most High as he is? In light of the fact, my brother and sister, man is about to stand before his judge, before whom he must petition mercy. How much are you going to prioritize, or will you continue to prioritize your foolish arguments? Can you actually say that you sought the truth, my brothers and sisters, not to exalt yourself, but for the healing of a people and for the hope of light, the light of divine will to this world, that there might be peace? Or can it be that all you think about is personal retribution? Heaven help us. Foolish is the man who would stand to defend, for instance, his... Heaven help us. Can you imagine in the judgment, stand and defend your denomination, your nation, your political, your social, your pseudo-religious affiliations, and none of them has in all things been considered what the Most High calls a covenant? Did we forget the Most High has for us a covenant?
and all the arguments that men have raised one against another, that they think that they need to collectively get together and ask and say, in his name, ask him what is necessary that we be fair, that we be just, that before him it could be said that our desire was what pleasing unto him could be called peace. Our brothers and sisters, Yah discerns that none of the affiliations that men have known in recent generations has in all things been true unto him. Is this what we intend to continue to defend? It's time for discipline. It's time for reason, my people. Is all men can do before the Most High in his presence is remain continually inconsiderate of his greater commands, instructions, his majesty, his sovereignty, his authority, his honor to defend their injustices? My brother says the Most High is going to ask the question, did you seek truly for all that is his justice? That it leads you in an argument, you might have one that is rational. It's time to stop acting like children, who all they know is how to argue, fuss, and fight. Oh, you got to ask a question, my brothers and sisters, who are the parents of such children? Who is a parent? Have we really considered, my brothers and sisters, what's necessary to seek the will of Yah to pass down a sense of righteousness to our children? Preparing for the day when all must stand before the one Most High. I'll tell you something, though. Righteous indignation has its place. Revelation 19:11-21 relates it. Yes, righteous indignation has its place. But who do you believe decides what in all things is righteousness before the Most High under the fullness of what is divine cause? I remember the scripture says, for righteousness' sake he would judge and make war. Yes, it says that. The scripture says also he called his name the Word of Yah. He had a name which no man knew but he himself. King of kings, Lord of lords. And man are going to sit back and argue about their allegiances to sovereignties, my brothers and sisters, far less. Amazing. He says he had a name upon him which no man knew but he himself and called his name the Word of Yah. It means, my brothers and sisters, there's an essence of divine thought that he knows as judge, knowing that after which all humanity was created. And yes, my brothers and sisters, to be eventuated. And the question is going to be asked, did man fulfill that purpose? Did he even know it? Did he inquire of the Most High that he might know it? That in discerning human purpose for which humanity was created, did he truly work, my brothers and sisters, that others might understand the same, that men's souls might be made viable, worthy to be preserved. That you forget, my brothers and sisters, what it means when the scripture says the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Read all that psalm about him who is called the King of Glory and understand. Before Yah, my brothers and sisters, and the day is swiftly approaching before his chosen king, that we wind up being so dissuaded that it's discerned one day that all will have to petition him for mercy. Desirous that they comprehend quickly his will, that they even might repent. For only they perceiving the kingdom of Yah to rise above the insanities of ages, I'm telling you now, only they will find inheritance and preservation in his name. Read Isaiah 40, my brothers and sisters, 40 through 40, 27, 41, 4. 21st verse of that 41st chapter, after 42, 4, 43, 15. Discern the Messiah they hid from you. We're not going to judge, man, my brothers and sisters, after the varying misallegiances that he sees. But after the Spirit of the Most High declares, my brothers and sisters, past, present, and future purpose to redeem mankind, my brothers and sisters, after the Spirit is called the Comforter beyond all his sins. How about, my brothers and sisters, all the variant
misallegiances and false priorities that have divided us and kept us from understanding what we all should have prioritized as people. It's time we discern the reality, my brothers and sisters. Do we forget what the scripture means when it says, come, let us reason together? That means reason together with him. Whoever will not, my brothers and sisters, is going to be in a lot of trouble. Say, come, let us reason together with him. Say, if you hearken, you will eat of the good of the land. But if you rebel, you'll be delivered to the sword. For the Most High has spoken it. Who is willing, my brothers and sisters, to prove they are ready, willing, humble enough to reason before justice, my brothers and sisters, that for so long they had not known? Most High is still going to judge mankind according to his will. What's the scripture say? The whole world be a liar, deceived, ignorant, blind to the truth. Hey, living in the midst of so many contradictions, men acted as if there was no law. Well, my brothers and sisters, do we forget that the Most High has a covenant? Do we forget in the midst of all our anomalies and differences? Do we forget if we say we want peace, do we forget that for peace's sake, we all should have bowed down to ask of him? Did we forget the first command of all? Did we forget the idea of what is a savior? That men must learn to conform to.